With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has confirmed Pete Hegseth as the nation's defense secretary. Vice President J.D. Vance cast the breaking 50-50 vote last night in a dramatic late-night session. Senators prioritized the former Fox News host and combat veteran's vow to create a warrior culture at the Pentagon. President Trump says we have a great secretary and he is very happy. Hegseth's confirmation rounds out Trump's top national security cabinet officials. Also at SRNnews.com, California Governor Gavin Newsom greeted President Trump on the tarmac in Los Angeles as the president came to view the devastation of the Southern California wildfires. President Trump said it was important to work together.
We're looking to get something completed, and the way you get it completed is to work together. It's the governor of the state, and we're going to get it completed. They're going to need a lot of federal help, unless you don't need any, which would be okay.
We're going to need a lot of federal help.
So we're going to take care of things.
These words come as President Trump said earlier today in North Carolina that he was seriously considering getting rid of FEMA. Top congressional leaders joined tens of thousands of people at the March for Life in Washington. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has the story.
I would like to welcome you to the 52nd March for Life.
The crowd of pro-life marchers heard directly from the top two Republicans in Congress, Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Every life is precious.
And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
My friends, House and Senate Republicans are committed to protecting innocent life.
March for Life President Jeanne Mancini said every human life has inherent dignity, and that's why the annual march continues. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There are mixed feelings in Israel about the ceasefire hostage release deal. Israeli broadcaster Ruthie Bloom on the Salem Radio Network.
This entire deal is distressing because it requires Israel to basically admit some kind of defeat in a war.
A new Muslim terrorist group is operating in Nigeria.
The country is already beset with two such organizations, Boko Haram and the Fulani Herdsmen. And now Lakarawa has arrived. It's not actually a new group, but it's been terrorizing neighboring Mali and Niger for a number of years. But now Lakarawa has set its sights on Nigeria, killing numerous Christians in the country's troubled northern region recently. Tens of thousands of believers have died at the hands of Islamic terrorists over the last decade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A poll by the Public Religion Research Institute finds a majority of white evangelicals agree that being Christian is an important part of truly being an American. The poll also says 55% of Hispanic Protestants agree, as do 40% of black Protestants. The survey reports more than one-third of Muslims in this country say the government should promote Christian moral values, but not make Christianity the official religion. More online at srnnews.com. A New York legislature proposal could make it a crime for people to wear face masks to harass or threaten someone.
The bill would create the crime of mass harassment under the state's existing harassment laws and contains several exemptions for people who wear masks for medical reasons or during cold weather. Civil liberties groups have pushed back against mask bans and said this proposal is too vague and could result in selective enforcement against people expressing free speech rights. It's not clear how the bill will fare in the state legislature, but Governor Kathy Hochul expressed willingness to consider such proposals. John Scott reporting.
A man who survived being shoved onto subway tracks ahead of an oncoming train in New York City says that in spite of the trauma, he eventually plans to make his way back to the train. Joseph Flinsky said that New York is his home and he won't be intimidated. You'll find more news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.